are more coming from the performance side, and now we have a developer coming into the performance. So it's super interesting, I think. And she will talk about fonts.
Yes.
And it's super important. So go away. Carry away. Sorry.
Oh, you want me to go away?
No.
I can leave.
No,
if you
go
want.
Ahead, Amy. Sorry. I can't.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Are you excited to be here? I'm excited to talk to you about fonts. My name is Sia Karamalagos. It's a very long Greek name. Actually, that's not even all of my name. But I am a web developer and performance engineer. I like front end. I end up still having to do full stack, sadly. But it's all right. I live in New Orleans. This is me at Mardi Gras. But that's enough about me. You're not here for me. I'm also a Google developer expert in web technologies. And I come more from the industry side. So I teach at conferences. I teach workshops on performance. But I also actually build web applications. And web really is my bread and butter. These are the slides at bit.ly font-perf, lowercase. You can find these slides so you don't have to scramble to copy anything down or take screenshots. They are deployed in the web, so all of these links are clickable. Yeah, you ready to get started? So I want to poll the audience really quick. How many of you are super passionate about web performance and you're like a wonk? You're like really into like this, the weeds and the tech. There's a lot of you here. How many of you are you think performance is great and you love it, but you're a developer and you're still learning and you're in that process? Yay, there's lots of you. And how many of you are curious but not yet convinced that performance is important? Okay. And then the rest of you, why are you here? I'm just messing with you. But it's good to know. I like to know my audience because I'm going to adjust this a little bit. I don't think we need this section because I think most of you care about performance. So we're just going to jump right in. But what about typography? Because I'm talking about fonts here. So I'm just going to take a super quick side thing and talk about typography. So typography is what language looks like. It communicates. Content is king, like the words are king, but typography still makes a difference. And if you don't understand that, let's look at these few slides. So think to yourself, what does this evoke in you? I'm going to go back and forth. It's just one word, hello. Oops, wrong way. Versus this. What are these things evoke different feelings in you? Maybe this one's like, it's more out there, it's friendlier, it's open, it's trustworthy as a slab font. The next one is maybe a little quieter. But it's also all caps, so it's a little confusing. Is it yelling at me? But it's italicized, so. I know most of you are not Americans, but these fonts, this is all the same word, right? New York, New York, New York. I feel like I should have started singing the song. But